And welcome back. It's amazing the art, you know, so many messages that we try to get out there. Sometimes just you can say it better with the arts. City building segment right now. Big shout out to Dr. Annika Schmidt, director of Windsor Law Center for Cities, for help with this segment. You know, we talk about everything that makes up a good city, the building blocks used in city building, from public transit, public art, technology, walkable neighborhoods, supporting small businesses, importance of things like placemaking and public spaces and parks, all kinds of really cool things that keep us interactive with our city to make it a better place to live, a better place to be, and then a better place to visit too. Like a really cool exhibit that's happening. A few big things happening with Art Windsor Essex. And joining us in the studio to talk a bit about some things going on at Art Windsor Essex is Executive Director of Art Windsor Essex, Jennifer Matatek. Jennifer, good morning, and great to have you finally in the studio.
I know, instead of phoning in. Feels great, Dan.
I love this. It's so much better in person, I just want to say.
It really is.
So you have a lot going on. There's a lot of great things going on that are like so cool. Everything you do is so amazing at Art Windsor Essex, but a lot of really, really cool events going on. I'm not even sure where to begin. If you want, can we talk, housing is always a top priority with city building, and as of late in the news as well, all over for a while now. And you have a really interesting community conversation happening on the 16th.
We do, yeah. So we've been the third Thursday of every month hosting an event called Art Night, where we stay open till 9 p.m. And every month we have a community conversation. And yes, this month the community conversation is looking at the housing crisis. And we're going to have a number of people from the community speaking, Fabio Castante and Dorian Moore. Mm. I think it's going to be a really rich conversation.
What a great idea, too. And I'm curious to know, you said every third Thursday of the month you have these. This one's happening March 16th. What are some previous topics you've talked about on these nights? Because I love the format of this.
Yeah, no, we've talked about a lot of different things. You know, we've talked about anti-Black racism. We've talked about truth and reconciliation. We've also talked about surveillance. Really, any sort of hot topic in the news that we're sort of noticing, we'll often plan these just sort of a few weeks in advance so that the conversation can be, you know, as contemporary and meaningful and of the moment as possible.
And housing right now, I mean, that's the top issue, I think, with everything. I think, you know, we were talking about addiction this week. We were talking about all kinds of different things, even, you know, our women's roundtable, a lot of the barriers and whatnot. And everything leads back to housing and proper supports in place to keep people housed. And that is quite a topic. So where is this talk? Where do these talks happen?
They happen at the gallery, 401 Riverside Drive West. And the evening starts from 5 o'clock and runs to 9 o'clock. And that particular community conversation is running from 6:30 to 7.
And all are welcome to this?
All are welcome, yeah.
I love that. I think that's, and I love that you're using a gallery space to have these talks. I mean, for some people, you know, I'm doing a book club right now. We talk about books and whatnot, and we host them at the library. And I love, you know, my first question I ask everyone before we talk about the book is, how many people is this your first time in a library in X amount of years? And the majority of people raise their hands, and it's like, this is great. We're getting people into these spaces to kind of rediscover them. And I love that there's so many people who haven't been in the gallery in a long, long time.
It's true. And I think COVID actually really opened up opportunities for people to feel more welcome in the gallery that maybe haven't in the past. You know, experimenting with it is a new thing to kind of do. And we're getting a lot of youth in with our free under 25 membership program. Mm. So you really do, like the library, see people from all walks of life in the gallery now. It's fantastic.
Love that. And there's a really cool, talk about like city building, a really cool Sarah Graham exhibit and a workshop, I believe, tied to it.
Yeah. So she's from Port Moody, BC, and she has been commissioned to create an incredible facade on one of the buildings, Gordie Howe Bridge Project. Mm. So what's really interesting is this exhibition that we are doing in partnership with them is sort of looking at her artistic process and how she came about in her studio, you know, how she worked with these sort of small photographs, collage, paper, and how she went from that to these like just incredible panels on this building. So it's really, you know, she's somebody that hasn't had a car in 30 years. So the way that she explores cities is through walking, through transit, you know, looking at maps. So you'll really see all of those elements in her work, this idea of encouraging people to explore cities and urban spaces and, you know, suburban and natural spaces. It's not just cities.
Yep.
In different ways.
That is so important. I really hope too this exhibit, you know, really helps people or inspires people to do that. I recall, again, we'll go back to the pandemic. During the pandemic, when there wasn't a whole lot to do, I was working from home too, and I needed, my house all of a sudden became my workspace, and I needed to get out, and there was nowhere to go. All my favorite places to hang out were closed, so I went for a lot of walks, and I could not believe I was always kind of a walker, but I couldn't believe the way it kind of just gave me a different perspective of the city. And because I was walking every day, I started getting sick of my usual, you know, neighborhood walk. So I started going to other random neighborhoods, other parks, green spaces, wherever, and exploring the city, looking at the signs, discovering businesses that had been there for decades that I'd never noticed before because I drive by them. It really is interesting how it changes the perspective when we walk around our cities.
Yeah. And just thinking about like the sort of visual culture of maps and the way that we sort of look at them, where there's sort of icons, you know, for different things. She definitely thinks of all of those pieces in her work, and there's interesting patterns and motifs. And one thing that is super cool is the facade that she's made for the building in the city. There's actually going to be a reproduction of that in the gallery, so you'll be able to see up close and personal, and in a way that you really won't be able to once the whole project is done.
No kidding.
You'll be able to see up close and personal exactly the designs that she's created.
And this, when is this installed now?
It's going to open March 14th, and she's actually going to be with us March 16th, right before the community conversation, from 6 to 6:30. She'll be doing a tour of her exhibition and a little talk.
That's great. That is something so cool. I think a lot of people would really, really appreciate that experience. And another event that I wanted to talk about, and this one, it makes me very curious just hearing about it, BioCurious.
Yes.
The word's in the title. I'm insanely curious. Tell us about BioCurious.
Yeah, so BioCurious was, to go back to your comments about COVID, was an exhibition that we've been working on a number of years, starting since 2020, just really thinking about, you know, what are artists doing in that space, thinking about the land and the environment, you know, thinking about climate change, but also thinking about biology, right, and thinking about bacteria. So it's 18 artists from across Canada, appropriately, International Women's Day. Mm. They largely all identify as women or non-binary.
Yep.
And it's artists that use biological material as either their subject matter or their media in some cases. So there's going to be things that are like alive and growing in the gallery.
I was going to say biological material as their medium. Like, what would be some examples
that might be? Yeah. So we have an artist, Nicole Clouston, who's based in Burlington, and she's going to be taking some samples from the Detroit River, putting them in these sort of like long lucite clear sculptures that she has, and then she's going to be feeding them with bacteria. So over the course of the exhibition, which runs to October, it's going to be looking different every single week, different colors, different shapes. You'll see different things. You'll see, probably even see things moving around. You might see little tadpoles and stuff fishing around inside. And we also have a small ecosystem. So there's a number of plants that are growing. There's also, again, another piece that's sort of looking at bacteria. There's an artist who's taken a number of gross things that she found in a site visit to the gallery and to Windsor, and she is feeding them with bacteria. And similarly, it's going to grow and be beautiful in a very strange way.
See, I'm somebody, I was never, being in radio, I think a lot of people, I was never very good in the maths and sciences, but I was always kind of a science nerd, and I'm fascinated by this type of thing, especially when it's art meets science, that kind of fusion.
Yeah, and we're going to do a lot of workshops and stuff too for youth, which is great. We're also creating a water library where people are invited to bring in water samples and enter them into a water log. So there's going to be a community engagement. But to be clear too, also, there's going to be depictions of nature and landscape as well. So it's not just things that are alive and bacteria in the gallery.
Right.
We've actually got Jennifer Willett, who runs the Incubator Art Lab downtown. She has a beautiful site-specific installation. So we've got some local artists in the exhibition as well.
I cannot wait. And when is this launching? I forget if you
mentioned. March. It's going to open March 14th, and it's going to be up until October.
Wow.
And part of that is because we have, you know, living material, we want to be able to have the show up for a long time and have even the nature of the show itself be able to kind of grow and change.
To see that evolution.
Yeah.
Do you think we take for granted the role art plays in connecting us to our city, or are we getting better at making that connection? I mean, do we take for granted art? Like, I whenever I go to a gallery, I'm usually the only one there, which on a selfish level, I love, because it's like, I got the place myself, but it's like, why aren't more people out here experiencing this?
Well, I mean, the good news is, you might not have that experience at the gallery now. We're getting a little busier these days, post-COVID.
That's good.
But it's really good. You know, I hear a lot, people are really enjoying things like the art reproductions, you know, that we've been doing downtown. And thankfully, council just passed the motion for us to put another 20 all around the city.
Excellent. That's wonderful.
So, yeah, we're really excited. There's going to be quite a few in Sandwich that we're doing through the Gordie Howe Community Benefits Program. But we're also doing a number in different BIAs. So that seems to be a project, for example, that stands out to people that people really are appreciating. And kind of like you were saying with COVID, we were stuck inside. We mm-hmm. walked outside. We saw the world in new ways. And I think that's really built a different appreciation of, and I think importance for public art for people and experiencing the city that they live in different ways.
Yeah, and that's my favorite thing about art. It makes you look at life through a bit of a different lens, through an artistic lens, and makes you consider things that you might never have considered before.
Yeah, well, I mean, and our change name from Art Gallery of Windsor to Art Windsor Essex was very much about, you know, we're still a gallery. Yep. We still have our, you know, headquarters at 401, but we also do want to turn the entire city, you know, into an art gallery and a space for art. And that's something that expands beyond our building.
Oh, I love that. I hope we just keep going with that. A wonderful talking to you. I can't wait to check these out. ArtWindsorEssex.ca is the website.
Yep.
Phenomenal. So great. Such an important part of city building. And if you have not been to Art Windsor Essex, check it out. Bring your kids, bring your friends. It's a really, really cool experience with lots of just cool things that'll make you look at the city in a different way. And that's art's, I think that's art's mission, is to just get you thinking in a way you might not have thought of before. Love that, Jennifer. Thank you so much for your time. Looking forward to it. Jennifer Matatek, Executive Director of Art Windsor Essex. Again, check out the website, some info, artwindsoressex.ca. More conversation continues next. Keep it here. It's the Dan McDonald Show on AM 800.